Dodgers and Mets at Citi Field. This game started off with a bang for the home team after Michael Conforto blasted one to give the Mets a 1-0 lead. Wilmer Flores stepped up to the plate against Rich Hill.
Driven to deep center. Peterson to the warning track. Leaps. Gone.
Two home runs surrendered by Hill in the first. Flores hits one out over the wall in center, and the Mets take a 2-0 lead.
That ball's hit well. The Mets teeing off on Hill. It's 3-0. Bellinger hits a high fly ball to right. This game is tied! He drills a liner to left. Cespedes turns and watches that one. Get out of here! That ball is absolutely punished into the second deck. The homer happy Dodgers strike again, and it's 7-3.
Oh, did he crank that one out?
Dodgers win 7-4, your final. It's LA's 43rd victory in their last 50 games, becoming the first team to post a 43-7 stretch since the 1912 Giants. Here's Dodger skipper Dave Roberts after the win.
It was good to see, you know, the offense, you know, battle back and fight back and, you know, ultimately score enough runs to win a game. But, you know, with Rich in the first inning, it was just one of those things that mislocation with the fastball. And I think that the sequencing was fine, but, you know, where he was trying to go with the fastball kind of mislocations and result in three homers. But I think the encouraging thing is for him to keep his composure, keep competing, and get us through five innings, and to give us an opportunity to get to the bullpen and limit damage, which he did, and ultimately win a game.
And it was that fastball command that gave him the pitcher of the month award in July. What changed there as far as those mistakes?
I think it's just one of those things that it happens, and, you know, it could have been, they could have been fly balls, but they were kind of mid-thigh, and you got some good hitters there that can drive the ball to the ballpark. So, you know, missing by 3-4 inches east or west or up down, I think it makes a big difference. But after that, he was locating the fastball where he needed to, and the curveball was good today.
43-7 in your last 50. You guys now have even surpassed that 2013 mark where you went 42-8. Your thought about, again, the role that this team continues to be on in the history that it's making?
It is history in the making. But when you get back to the day-to-day, how we go about things, I don't think anyone's really aware of that. And it's what we talked about, you know, a few weeks ago, is this is who we are. So this is a team that's going out there expecting to win, plays the right way, and we are finding ways to win games. So we win in different ways. You know, those guys slugged early, we slugged late, and, you know, consistent contributions from all these guys throughout the lineup.
Jasmani, okay?
He is. From the training staff, it was a back sort of spasm. And so where he came to me after that inning and said that he can't move and was limited. And so we had to go short right there, but, you know, holding your breath to make sure Austin doesn't hurt himself.
Dave, you guys have 23 home runs in six games against the Mets this year. What is it about these guys are able to take advantage of the Mets pitching?
I have no idea, because you look at the guys that they run out at you, and you're talking about the first series, and now very good arms. So I don't know how it's related, but I know that, you know, when you face very good pitching like the Mets have, our bats, the focus is there, and, you know, we get it in the air. And, you know, it's nice to see JT get on track today, but, you know, and Corey's, you know, kind of getting going again, which was good, and CT is continuing to do what he does. So I don't know the correlation between the Mets pitching and us hitting the ball at the ballpark, because they got some good arms on it.
Take the Mets out of the equation, and you've got the most home runs in the majors in the last 50 games. You're on pace to break the franchise record in home runs. We've talked about it a little bit. Why does this team hit as many home runs as it does?
Well, there's certainly an intent. And you look at guys throughout our lineup, they have the ability to drive the ball to the ballpark. And, you know, we do a pretty good job of taking balls and swinging the strikes. You know, as simple as that. We talked about that for the last couple of years. And, you know, I think that also we do a pretty good job of scaring guys out of the zone. But when we do get a pitch that we can handle in the zone, there's certainly damage to be had.
Bellinger's homer came off a slider. He's been crushing off-speed all year. Is there anything, it's not usual for a guy to come up and just crush off-speed as often as he does. Anything different in his approach that you've seen from other young guys coming up?
Well, you don't want your guys to get off the fastball. And he can handle the fastball also. But the balance in his swing and also his pitch recognition. So he's a guy that really has an elite ability to recognize the ball out of the hand. And so where you take that component with the ability to stay grounded, stay balanced, it gives himself a chance to lift the ball. And so that's what he's done.
The Dodgers look for the sweep on Sunday. They'll send Hyunjin Ryu to the hill.